Walter went off to his bungalow since he had the night off, and me and Jane walked through the front door and past the paintings the decorator picked out in our foyer and some framed photos of me and Jane with other celebs in the entry room. And I cut through the awards room that I walk into every day for motivation, with all my plaques and trophies in a case, except there aren't any Grammys yet, and it's mostly crap like the People's Choice Awards. I said hi to Sharon in the kitchen while she was spraying the countertop.
"How is the tour, Mr. Johnny?"
she asked when she hugged me. Her smell was a combination of cleaning products and this cream that black women moisturize their hair with, that she keeps like 4 bottles of in her bathroom. Sharon is from Barbados, and one time she let me weigh her. She's 223 pounds, and I bet her breasts and butt are at least 40 pounds of that. They're the biggest of anyone I know, including singers and dancers with implants. "It's good," I said. "We're working super hard."
"You look skinny," she said. "We have to get some meat on those bones."
"I just ate," I said, even though I was still a little hungry since I didn't finish the fries. I was only skinny compared to Sharon.
"Okay," she went back to spraying. "But don't work too hard, Mr. Johnny."
Jane came in and told Sharon that the gardeners were coming tomorrow and the painters were coming 2 days after, and Sharon said,
"Yes, ma'am,"
real quiet, the way she always does when she answers her. Jane said, "And you really need to do a more careful job in the foyer. I found a sheet of dust behind the white table."
"I'm sorry, Mrs. Valentine."